Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
I'm Steve Bertrand, joined by Stephen Feline. He is the Director of North America at London and Partners. Stephen, welcome.
Thank you for having me. Great to be here.
It's good to welcome you to Chicago. Well, let's start with the London and Partners. What is that?
So London and Partners, we're London's economic development and tourism agency. So we report up to the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan. As part of our remit, we've helped create over 77,000 jobs for London that would otherwise have gone elsewhere. We also help London-based companies expand internationally by helping them win investment, win contracts with big corporates. In the last year, we helped these companies win $79 million worth of contracts in the US. So we're here to also to help build bridges between London and Chicago and the US's economies.
So you're here to bring American companies to expanding into London.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely not making them relocate. It's right. All about a win for both cities.
Right.
So we help US companies set up in London. And we can do that through a variety of ways, whether it's like market analysis, connections to the ecosystem, the whole company setups, and generally just being like a welcoming support service to them as they look at the UK.
And just in the reverse as well, bringing British companies expanding here in Chicago and elsewhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how does Chicago figure into all this?
I mean, Chicago is a key market for us. There's a lot of sectors that Chicago and London are very strong on. So whether it's financial services, like there's the CME here, we have various financial institutions from the UK that have a presence in Chicago, whether it's tech and creative services, whether even down to places like Kraft Heinz, a company we've done a lot of works with, gave the UK its love of baked beans. So there's lots of very strong...
It was. Is that true?
Oh, Kraft Heinz, yeah, they're Heinz baked beans, based in Chicago, right?
So when I go to England and have a British breakfast with beans?
They come from the US.
I would have never guessed that.
There you go. So lots of connections that people aren't even aware of, both on the cultural and the business side.
And you had a sustainability conference here not too long ago?
That's right. So as part of our work, we bring what we call trade missions of companies out to markets to help them win business. So they're typically companies sort of at pre-Series A through to Series C that are ready to win like big clients in the US. So we brought a range of companies here. They met with Kraft Heinz, United Airlines, a lot of other corporates. Their innovation teams are excited about the innovation that's coming out of London, as well as with investors who are looking to kind of deploy their capital to great new ideas coming from the UK. So we had everything from, there was a company, Solivus, focused on modular solar. There was Envopap, focused on like sustainable packaging. So basically with that one, it's companies that are being innovative about new ways to address the carbon crisis. And there's a lot of interest from big corporate players over here in that innovation.
We Chicago is known in the States for for its work with railroads, right? With its work with logistics.
Yeah.
Is that something, the logistics, that you recognize and try to exploit as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Chicago's got a key role as being like in a central area within the US. So a lot of the companies we work with, they all think they want to go to New York. There's an obsession with New York over in the UK. So a large part of our job is educating them on the opportunities elsewhere across the US. So Chicago, it's basically being right in the middle of the Midwest, is a very big market these companies can tap into. We tend not to focus as much on like manufactured goods or like food and beverages, but it's interesting to see like the new kind of like sea trade routes coming in, like down through the Great Lakes, coming into the Midwest directly. And certainly Chicago's role at that, the center of the U.S., is a big draw for a lot of our companies.
You know, Stephen, as we talk, it occurs to me that the city is going through a bit of an identity crisis, I think. And I think it's typical for many cities and through cycles. So we have sometimes, what I'm getting at is we have sometimes a biased or a stilted view of ourselves,
yep,
positive or negative. Here you come in, you work with the city of Chicago, you work with businesses in the United States. What's your, tell me about Chicago.
So Chicago, like I mentioned, there's a lot of these strong like business links, but for us, I mean, we look at it, say, compared to New York. There's an ecosystem here of businesses that they may have presences in New York, but their headquarters are here. And what we like is going to places where decision makers are. And although there's been a lot of negative press about Chicago that's out there, for us when we come here, we find like there are buyers, there are investors. And for what we need from the economy, it's still really thriving here.
Has Chicago made an influence on London?
Well, beyond the baked beans.
That might be my takeaway here.
Yeah. I mean, well, absolutely. I mean, we've got United Airlines joining us for the event today. Like, they have their transatlantic routes going to London. They have offices in London. I mentioned the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. They have an office in London. So there's a lot of Chicago-based companies with an interest there. And then particularly, like, they haven't announced the dates of the games yet, but we're delighted the Chicago Bears are going to be playing in London later this year. And for us, like, that's a real big draw of, like, getting companies over to London. And what's exciting is, like, it's not all just Americans traveling for the game. There's a strong, like, local American football fan base in the UK that the Bears are looking to tap into.
So you would exploit sort of the Bears game in London to bring U.S. companies over to see London?
Oh, 100%. We're a little shameless about using sports initiatives to kind of drive that business narrative. I mean, I was across there for an Atlanta Falcons-New York Jets game back in 2021, and it was really exciting to see the business leaders that came across for it. So we can kind of help build these reasons why people should be coming over to London, and the Bears are a natural part of that.
And you can measure success that way?
I mean, it's always hard to measure, like, the exact impact. Anecdotally, from companies we work with, they do travel for these games. And we work to kind of track the economic impact of having those games in there, whether it's travelers from the US, whether it's domestic travel. But it does really have an impact on our hotel bookings and the spend in the London economy.
It's kind of an interesting intersect. Here you are attracting business, fostering business, either way. And I work in tourism, right? And I don't know that you work so much in tourism, but I would imagine one feeds the other in a way.
Oh, 100%. I mean, this is part of the reason. So why London Partners is both economic development and tourism is that the two are related. Like, people traveling for business are part of the tourism numbers. And we've realized we need to look at London's economy holistically. Like, one project we had after COVID was called West End Future Occupiers, to get people to travel back into the West End post-COVID, bringing in new and exciting consumer experience projects. Because we realized shopping is part of the mix. That's why tourism comes. That's why people want to live there. It, like, adds to the whole, like, culture and society, and that also feeds into why businesses want to be there, alongside, like, the ability to meet buyers, raise investment, and hire talent.
We're talking to Stephen Feline, the director of North America at London & Partners. So tell me a little bit, look into your crystal ball. I mean, where will this partnership be in 5, 10, 20 years?
I mean, it's only going to strengthen. I mean, United, they're looking to build more routes flying into London from across the US. For us, like, we have this sustainability trade mission. Some of our companies are seriously looking at kind of putting down routes here, and we're excited to see how that thrives. So we're going to continue focusing on Chicago as a core market for us, bringing trade missions, banging the drum for London to the great companies here. And I'll be back here again in the near future.
Stephen Feline, it was great to talk to you. I appreciate
it. Likewise. Thank you.